Welcome back, everybody, to your market roundup for the week of October 25th. It's been a wild ride this week, huh? With the election coming up, the market's been on a bit of a roller coaster, and we're also smack dab in the middle of earnings season, where companies are showing us their report cards, letting us peek behind the curtain.
And what's really surprising is that even with all the uncertainty floating around, companies are actually posting some pretty impressive numbers.
So let's dive right into that. We're seeing a lot of positive earnings reports coming out, way more than usual. Actually, the data from FS Insight shows that a crazy 79% of S&P 500 companies are beating earnings estimates. And get this, they're not just barely squeaking by, they're exceeding those expectations by a median of 6%. That's huge.
It really is. Typically, a beat rate this high means there's some real strength in the economy underneath all the noise. It's like companies are figuring out how to sail through a storm, you know, coming out ahead despite the rough waters. Makes you wonder what their secret is, right?
Exactly. Are these companies just that good? Are certain sectors just riding a wave? Or is there something bigger happening? What do you think is driving these impressive numbers?
Well, one possibility is that analysts are setting the bar too low. Maybe they're underestimating how resilient American businesses can be. But I also think we're seeing companies adapt and innovate in some pretty impressive ways. They're finding ways to be more efficient, using technology to their advantage, and even tapping into new markets. It shows how adaptable companies are.
That's a really encouraging perspective. It's almost like they figured out a way to thrive in this unpredictable world, like they've got a secret code.
Precisely. And this resilience could have a big impact on the market as a whole. You know, if companies keep exceeding expectations, it could lead to even more growth and make investors feel more confident.
Okay, so we've got this unexpected strength in earnings. But here's where things get even more interesting. There seems to be a fascinating connection between how the presidential election betting odds are looking and the performance of certain sectors of the market.
Right. It looks like investors are trying to guess how different election outcomes might affect specific industries, and they're placing their bets based on those predictions. Analyst Kevin McCormick, for example, is seeing a rising probability of a Republican sweep, winning the presidency, the Senate, and the House of Representatives.
And his analysis goes even deeper. McCormick has found some interesting connections between a potential Republican sweep and how certain sectors perform. For instance, regional banks, real estate, and financials seem to do well when those odds go up. But on the other hand, sectors like tech, energy, and consumer discretionary seem to do worse, maybe signaling that investors are a little cautious about those industries under a Republican-led government.
So the important thing to understand here is that by watching these sectors, you can almost get a sense of the market's mood, like it's a real-time election predictor. It really makes you wonder, is the market that good at predicting the future? Or are these just coincidences? It's definitely something to think about.
It really does make you wonder, are investors picking up on subtle clues that the polls are missing? Or is this a case of expectations shaping reality, a self-fulfilling prophecy?
It's like a chicken or egg situation, and it shows just how complex the relationship is between politics, how investors feel, and the market as a whole.
It's like everyone's trying to solve a giant puzzle, using all these bits of information to try and predict the future.
Exactly. And the more pieces we gather, the clearer the picture becomes. But there are always going to be missing pieces, and the market can throw us some curveballs.
Okay, so we've got strong earnings, potential election influences, and now the big question. Can this incredible bull market keep going? Remember, the S&P 500 has had over 20% gains for 2 years straight. Is a three-peat even possible?
Well, historically speaking, 3 years in a row of 20% plus gains are incredibly rare. We looked at the data all the way back to 1950, and guess what? There have only been 5 times that's happened. And out of those 5, only 1 time did those gains continue for a third year.
So the odds aren't exactly in our favor. But here's the interesting part. Even when the market didn't hit that third-year home run, it didn't totally crash and burn either.
Right. On average, the market kept climbing, just at a slower pace, with gains averaging around 6%. So a three-peat might be a long shot, but history tells us continued growth is still possible, just maybe not at the crazy speed we've seen lately.
So it's like the market's maybe taking a breather, but not necessarily giving up.
Exactly. Think of it like a marathon runner who's been sprinting for miles. They need to find a pace they can keep up. But what's really interesting is that the current economic conditions are actually better than in some of those past periods.
Okay, tell me more. What makes you say that?
Well, the economy is growing. The Federal Reserve is hinting at a more relaxed approach to interest rates. And maybe most importantly, corporate profits are actually speeding up. This combination of positive factors could give the market the boost it needs to keep growing, even if it's not as explosive as the past 2 years.
So it sounds like we're in a really interesting spot. Historical trends tell us to be cautious, but the current economic situation makes us feel optimistic. What's an investor supposed to do with all these mixed signals? It's a lot to take in.
I know, right? It's a lot to digest. But that's why we're here, to help you make sense of it all and find those nuggets of insight that can help you make smart investment decisions.
Well, in that case, let's keep digging. We've only just started to explore this market mystery. There's so much more to uncover, and I can't wait to see what other clues we can find.
Let's dive back in. You know, those historical parallels are interesting to think about, but they don't tell the whole story. Every market cycle is different, kind of like a fingerprint.
That's a great point. It's like trying to predict the weather based on last year alone. There are always new things happening, new factors at play.
Exactly. And one thing that makes this market so unique is technology. Think about all the innovation we've seen lately. It's completely changing how businesses work, how we invest, even how we live.
It's funny you should mention that. When I was reading McCormick's report, I noticed that negative correlation between tech stocks and a potential Republican sweep. Made me wonder if that's partly because people are worried about potential changes in regulations under a new administration.
That's a sharp observation, and it's definitely something people are talking about. The tech industry has done incredibly well with less regulation in recent years, but that could all change depending on who wins the election.
Seems like there's a lot of uncertainty about how the election might affect different sectors, not just tech.
Yeah.
What are some other industries investors should be paying attention to as we get closer to November?
Well, healthcare is definitely one to watch. We've seen so much debate about healthcare policy lately, and the election results could have a big impact on things like drug prices and insurance coverage, which directly affects companies in that space.
And what about energy? Oil prices have been all over the place this year, and the election could add even more uncertainty depending on the candidates' views on energy production and climate change.
Absolutely. It's a constant reminder that politics and economics are connected. What happens in government affects the markets, and smart investors try to predict those impacts and adjust their portfolios accordingly.
So we've got a lot to think about. Earnings reports, the election, historical patterns, the impact of technology, and those policy changes you mentioned. It's like we're trying to put together a giant puzzle, and the pieces keep changing.
I love that analogy. And just like with a puzzle, it helps to see all the pieces before you start putting them together. Speaking of those pieces, that article from Edward Jones about the S&P 500's impressive two-year run made me think about the long game. It's easy to get caught up in the day-to-day ups and downs of the market, but what does history tell us about staying invested for the long haul?
It's so important. It's like we're so focused on the waves that we forget about the tide.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that chart in the article? It showed the three-year annualized returns of the S&P 500 going all the way back to 1950. And you know what? Even with all the dips and bumps, the overall trend was clearly upward.
Exactly. And that's why having a solid long-term investment strategy is crucial, and why it's so important not to panic when the market goes down. It's like riding a roller coaster. There are going to be scary moments and exciting moments, but if you just hold on and trust the ride, you'll probably end up higher than where you started.
Great analogy. So for our listeners who might be feeling a little overwhelmed by all this information, what's the key takeaway about long-term investing? What's one thing they should remember?
Stay focused on your goals and don't let short-term noise distract you from your plan. Investing is a marathon, not a sprint, and it takes some mental toughness to stay the course.
That's great advice. It's easy to get caught up in the excitement and the headlines, but ignoring the noise and sticking to your plan can make all the difference in reaching your goals. Speaking of plans, you mentioned a new tactical idea in your latest market update, something you were excited about. What was it again?
Oh, yeah. Based on the recent changes in the polls and those potential sector impacts we talked about earlier, I've been suggesting that investors think about adding some exposure to home builders.
Now, that's interesting. What's the reasoning behind that recommendation?
Well, as we discussed, certain sectors tend to do better depending on which party is in control. And historically, home builders have actually performed quite well under Republican administrations.
Interesting. So if the polls keep suggesting a Republican victory, are you saying investors should consider adding some home builder stocks to their portfolios?
That's one way to play it. Of course, it's always important to do your own research and carefully consider all the factors before making any investment decisions. But based on the current political landscape and those historical trends, I think home builders could be a good opportunity for those looking for growth potential.
And just to be clear, you're not saying one party is better than the other here, right? It's about objectively identifying potential market trends based on the information we have, regardless of our personal opinions.
Exactly. Our goal is to give you the tools to make informed investment decisions, no matter what your political views are.
Thanks for clarifying that. So, with all this talk about home builders and the election, it seems like we're starting to get a better idea of where the market might be headed.
Yes, it does feel like things are becoming clearer, doesn't it?
Wow.
But remember, the market is always changing and full of surprises. New information can pop up anytime, so it's important to stay informed and be ready to adjust your strategy if you need to.
That's a great point. So, as we wrap up this part of our market exploration, what's the one thing you want our listeners to take away from this? What's the thought you want them to keep in mind as they navigate the world of investing?
I think the most important thing is to stay curious, stay engaged with the market, and never stop learning. The financial world is constantly changing, and there's always something new to learn. By staying informed, asking good questions, and continuing to learn, you can have a successful and fulfilling investment experience.
All right, welcome back to the last part of our market deep dive for the week. We've talked about a lot of stuff: surprising earnings, potential election impacts, even took a quick trip down memory lane with market cycles. So now let's put it all together and figure out what it all means for you, the listener, and your investments.
It's like we've gathered all these interesting ingredients, right? And now it's time to cook up a personalized investment strategy, something that's going to help you grow your wealth, but also fits your individual taste.
I love that analogy. Makes investing feel a lot less intimidating and a lot more like, creating a masterpiece in the kitchen.
Exactly. And just like with cooking, there's no one right way to invest. It's all about finding that perfect mix of ingredients that works best for you and your preferences.
Okay, so let's pretend our listener is feeling a bit adventurous, maybe wants to add a little spice, and is really interested in those election correlations we talked about. What advice would you give them as they're building their investment strategy?
I'd say definitely keep an eye on those sectors we mentioned: regional banks, real estate, financials, especially if you think a Republican sweep is likely. And if you're thinking a different outcome is more probable, those tech, energy, and consumer discretionary sectors might be worth looking into. But remember, even the spiciest dishes need balance. This is just one part of a well-rounded portfolio.
Right. We wouldn't want to put all our eggs in one basket and base everything on election predictions. What else should our adventurous investor be thinking about as they build their portfolio?
Don't forget those strong earnings reports we discussed. That underlying strength in the economy is a good sign, regardless of who wins the election. So look for companies that are not just beating earnings estimates, but also showing solid growth in important areas like revenue and profit margins. Those are the companies that are really doing something special.
Makes sense. So we've got our spicy investor watching those election-related sectors and looking for companies with great earnings. What about the listener who prefers a more, I don't know, mellow, slow-cooked approach? What advice would you give them?
For the more mellow investor, I'd recommend a classic recipe diversification in a long-term perspective. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. Spread your investments across different asset classes: stocks, bonds, maybe even a little real estate. It's like building a strong house with a solid foundation using a variety of materials.
That's timeless advice. That's always worth hearing. It helps protect your portfolio from those market swings that can make even the most experienced investor feel a little uneasy.
Exactly. And remember, the market is a marathon, not a sprint. Don't panic over those short-term ups and downs. Stay focused on your long-term goals and just ride it out. It's like enjoying a slow-cooked meal. The longer it cooks, the richer the flavor.
Love that analogy. So as we finish up our market feast for the week, what's the one final thought you want to leave with our listener? What's that secret ingredient that can really make their investment journey a success?
I'd say the most important ingredient is to always be curious, stay engaged with the market, and never stop learning. The financial world is always changing. There's always something new to discover. So by staying informed, asking the right questions, and keeping an open mind, you can enjoy the rewards of a successful and fulfilling investment experience.
Well said. We hope you've enjoyed this deep dive into the market, and we encourage you to keep exploring and learning based on what we've talked about today. Until next time, happy investing.